Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly clear and cooler, a low of 49. Members of the Mount Pleasant Village Board sat down this morning to brainstorm some ways to reduce the proposed 2017 budget that originally came in nearly $2.5 million higher than this year's spending plan. Village department heads were asked to come up with reductions, and their suggestions reduced that increase to about $1.3 million, which translates into an increase in taxes on a $200,000 home of about $172. Interim Village Administrator Tim Zarzecki said the village could save by not hiring an administrator next year, a position he would continue to fill while still serving as police chief. Village President Jerry Garski suggested contracting for more services, using the police department as an example.
You know, I hate to say it, with the, you know, and I'm just going to say with the police department, but if Tim needs help, maybe we need to talk to the sheriff's department and see what a couple of officers on busy times and cars around the village, and he's got control of them. Is it cheaper than two officers?
Borrowing to pay for some equipment purchases, not replacing a payroll clerk, hiring a human resources consultant next year, and push off hiring an HR director until 2018, and utilizing undesignated reserves were some of the suggestions to lower the levy for next year. The meeting continued into the afternoon. The first Racine Common Council Committee of the Whole session on the 2017 budget was held last night, involving several department heads answering questions after having made brief presentations. City Development Director Amy Connolly expounded on a more proactive budget, including the hiring of an economic development specialist.
We need a city development department that embraces the idea that an economy based on large manufacturing and large businesses alone may be outdated, and an economy based on nimble small businesses could be a large part of our future. So serving small businesses like this takes a different approach and a different type of department.
City Attorney Scott Letney again talked of the need for another lawyer to handle more work in-house. Only a veiled reference was made to additional salary in the mayor's budget for city administrator. The next administrator, after Tom Friedel's contract runs out next year, and he opts for non-renewal. The Racine budget public hearing is 6 p.m. November 3rd. In the village of Sturtevant tonight, at the regular meeting of the board, Administrator Mary Cole will present a budget recommendation. It's the second item on the agenda. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy was involved in the pursuit of a speeding pickup truck out of Maguanago early this morning, a pursuit that ended in Walworth County and resulted in charges in Racine County against a man from Colorado.
Just after midnight, the Emergency Communications Center alerted West End Squad's Maguanago PD was in pursuit of a truck that had Colorado plates and a male driver. It was heading south on Highway 83. The Racine deputy joined in around Loomis Road and then kept following that truck. Highway 83 then turned into Highway 20, and then it was Highway 36 heading south. More than 30 minutes after it began, the pursuit ended with several flat tires on that pickup truck, thanks to Lake Geneva police and spike strips. The driver taken into custody. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Racine police are investigating a Monday night shooting incident and asking the public for help. The reports of shots fired led officers to the 900 block of North Memorial Drive, where they found the 22-year-old victim with a gunshot wound to the left lower back. He was conscious while being transported by paramedics to Ascension All Saints Hospital. Anyone with information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers of Racine County. New federal data shows Wisconsin with the widest gap for high school graduation between white and black students in the nation. 93% of white students earn diplomas within 4 years, compared to just 64% of black students. Patricia Hoban runs three charter schools in Milwaukee and tells the Journal Sentinel the graduation rates may not be the fairest measure of high schools that serve poor students. State Department of Public Instruction spokesman Tom McCarthy tells Wisconsin Public Radio that closing the gap will take community efforts in different parts of the state, where unique circumstances exist in each. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.